Dukes of Hazzard Show. The Skooks 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 of Hazzard Show.
What's up, everybody out there? This is the Skooks of Hazzard Show, episode number 46. And I know last week we had a funeral for our friend Josh, but me and Sean just got some information that Josh actually didn't die.
Yeah, we fucked that one up pretty badly.
Yeah, we fucked up. I mean, we got some like third, fourth hand information, and we just believed it. We didn't really look into it. So Josh is back. What's up, Josh?
Hi, how you doing, everybody? I'm alive.
How you feeling?
I feel amazing. It was quite a transcendence I went through. They found me behind a rock. It was pretty cool.
Well, we're glad you're okay.
Yeah. You know, I got a chance to listen to the show, and Mitchell touched my heart, dude.
It was all heartfelt stuff from the eulogies last week.
But he's still not getting his fucking money back, so he can kiss my ass.
Josh,
so.
You weren't supposed to hear anything that we said about you last week.
I did. It was
the fact that you got to hear that.
Well, look,
we apologize.
Even more exciting than Josh actually being alive. This week on the show we have Earl Skakel from Comedy Central's Roast Battle. What's up, Earl?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Just waking up, getting ready to watch the Steeler game, but I'm good.
Did you work last night? Did you do a set?
I did. I was at the Comedy Store until the wee hours, and I'll be out, be up there tonight again, so, back to back.
You're a paid regular there, correct?
I am. It's a big honor to have your name on the wall there. It's like being accepted into the Hall of Fame of any sport, so it's pretty neat.
Now, for people out there that don't know what a paid regular means, can you give a little synopsis of what a paid regular is?
Oh, absolutely. You get your name on the wall, which is a big, big deal, and you get actually paid to do spots at the Comedy Store every week, and it's the hottest club in the country, so it's a real honor to get to be able to perform there every week.
Do any big name guys come in there and what do you call it, impromptu sets? They just show up and they throw them on?
Oh, all the time. I mean, we've had Martin Lawrence there recently, Chris
Rock.
Oh, I
know him. I know him.
Anthony Jeselnik is there a lot. Joe Rogan is there. I mean, it's the who's who of comedy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a.
So how long
you ever get bumped for any of these guys?
Every night.
Oh, shit.
Well, shit. So look,
but you got to know your place in the world of comedy, and I'm like a cult comic in the LA scene. Everyone loves me, but if Chris Rock walks in the building, I'm going on a little later.
Well, you know, maybe you should make headlines and refuse and like get into a fight with him or something. Look, Earl, anybody that comes on the show, we do jingles for. I mean, you can't come on our show and not get a jingle made for you. And these are very expensive jingles. Paid like $1,500 for each of these jingles that I made for you. So you want to hear the jingles that we made for you?
That is a pig's dick pork.
And just know you're free to use these. You can use them as your entrance songs when you come out for your sets at the Comedy Store. Whatever you want to do, we'll deliver them on a flatbed truck for you. We deliver everything on a flatbed truck, so we'll send these jingles out to LA for you. Here's the first one.
Earl Skakel. Earl Skakel. Earl Skakel.
Earl Skakel. Earl Skakel. Earl Skakel.
What do you think?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm actually a big Green Acres fan.
Awesome.
Well, there you go.
That's awesome.
I know you're a wrestling fan too, right?
Oh, the biggest.
Well, here, how about this one? This one might be right up your alley.
Earl Skakel.
Earl Skakel.
Earl Skakel.
It's kind of hard to say E-A-R-L over and over again. What do you think of that one?
Well, I'm a big Ultimate Warrior fan, so I appreciate the homage.
Yeah, well, that's like funny. I said, you...
Last night, Marky came over.
Uh-huh.
He got the replica Andre the Giant belt and brought it to my house. This thing weighed like 20 pounds, dude. It
really?
Was ridiculous.
Well,
he's walking around with it on his shoulder. I'm like, dude, it's a pumpkin carving party. What the hell are you doing? He's like, well, I got, you know, represent. And then he carved Andre the Giant's face into a pumpkin.
It was pretty good, actually.
Earl, I know you're a big wrestling fan.
Big pumpkin.
That's a huge pumpkin.
Yeah, I wanted to make him the Dwed Pilot Wall, but...
Earl, you used to do a podcast with Rowdy Roddy Piper, correct?
I did, and I still think about him every day. He meant a lot to all of us at the Comedy Store.
Did he used to show up there and hang out? How did you end up meeting this guy?
Yeah, was he a paid regular?
He used to show up there and go up late night at the Comedy Store, and you know, he'd do a few minutes of jokes, but you know, that wouldn't last that long, and he'd break into story time, and he'd open the floor to discussion. And if you've ever been to the Comedy Store late night, you know it's literally like the bar in Star Wars. You know,
the canteen.
Have every unsavory character in L.A. coming there for late night, and a lot of the people would be afraid to ask him questions, so they would all look to me to get the ball rolling.
Like a translator.
I would ask him just the stupidest questions, like how big were Mark Henry's shits? And, he would then tell a 20-minute Mark Henry story. Like, so he was an awesome storyteller.
Yeah, I can imagine that. The guy has a million different stories about his time in the wrestling business. So look, I told you.
You could name any wrestler, and he would have a half-hour story on them. You know, and all you had to do was prod him into the story. Like, hey, Roddy, were Billy and Chuck really gay? And he'd have a Billy and Chuck story.
Billy and Chuck, the ambiguously gay duo.
Yeah.
I've told you plenty of times. We don't do a whole lot of interviews on this show. So, you know, if we're just gonna try and talk and do our best to incorporate you into the show. So I guess the obvious thing to do is to talk about Roast Battle, right? Are you sick of talking about it yet?
No, it's the only successful thing I've ever had attached to my career, so no, I'm not sick of talking about it.
Well, let's fucking talk about it then. So, you know, tell everybody how Roast Battle came about. We'll start there.
It's actually a crazy story. There was a Tuesday night open mic, a late night open mic at the Comedy Store that wasn't really doing very well. So Brian Moses, the host of Roast Battle, he took it over, and there's literally maybe three or four people in the room. And one night, two newer comics, Josh Martin and Kenny Lyon, were going to get into a fist fight. And Moses was like, well, you guys can't really fight. Why don't you roast each other?
Right.
And they did, and the three or four people in the room, you know, got big laughs. In the next week, two other comics were like, well, hey, can we roast each other? And then literally week by week, it got bigger and bigger. And I used to go up there, and about maybe the second week on, did an impression of the, I don't want to say who he was, but he was a he was an employee at the Comedy Store, and let's just say he had some interesting views on certain races.
So he was a racist, you're saying?
People of certain sexual orientation. And so I would do an impression of him up there, you know, because in the early part of the show, some of the roasts weren't that good. So you needed a like a pressure relief valve up there to get the room going again.
Right.
And that's how I kind of came into being on the show.
Gotcha. Now whose idea was it to make a show of this on Comedy Central? How'd that happen?
Well, once the show, about 6-7 months in, started gaining popularity, Jeff Ross, I think, came up there and was like, wow, this show's crazy. And then when he started coming up, you know, he would bring, like, Dave Chappelle in to watch, and Hannibal Buress and Ron White, and the show just had a buzz about it, and it still does, which is very rare in L.A. You know, usually in L.A., 6 months in, people are sick of the show.
Very trendy.
The show's getting bigger every week. I've never in 16 years of comedy seen a show get bigger 3 years later.
So does this still, do you guys still have regular roast battles like each week? Is it still a thing that people can go see?
Oh yeah, we do it every Tuesday at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room, which is, if anyone who's a wrestling fan would get this reference, but in the Belly Room, which is the upstairs room at the Comedy Store, it provides a very ECW-like environment. It's kind of tight quarters, and the energy just bounces off the walls. And we have weekly battles. We never take a week off, and there's like 5 battles each week, and they're all new battles. So
right.
The show still is fresh.
Do you find it hard to write material? I mean, do you find the joke writing process for this easy, or, you know, is it something that takes a lot of thought?
You know, I have probably one of the tougher jobs on the show, because when I'm not roasting, I play the character, the house heckler. So, you know, every week I have to have 5 or 6, jokes ready, and because on the Comedy Central show, Comedy Central loves me, and they've been great to me, but they were like, we can't really have a character like the house hater on TV. It's a little too wacky.
Right.
Can you roast? So that's how I got on the show as a roaster. But each week in the LA show, I'm the house heckler, kind of a Stadler and Waldorf, if you've ever seen them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We were talking about them last night, actually.
But it's kind of done with an Archie Bunker twist.
So the Wave, are they there? Those three guys?
The Wave is there every single week.
Those guys are awesome.
And they are great. We play a lot off of each other. You know, they'll do something stupid, I'll do something stupid. And they are amazing, and all really funny comics individually. So there's a lot of talent in the room.
Right, right, right.
Do you guys go hang out afterwards and, like, you know, wave at other people out in the streets and stuff, or?
I can't say we do that exactly, but that's the great thing about this show is we're all friends, so we all try to help each other, and it's a very community feel to the show, which is probably why it's lasted so long.
Does anybody ever go too far with their jokes that you want to, like, sock them right in the mouth?
I mean, the N-word has been used.
Oh, dear God.
Up there. Not a lot, but it, no joke is out of bounds up there. I mean, we've had rape jokes done against the girl who was raped. I know, because I did them. We've had a couple weeks ago, there was a roaster who literally had no ankles. She got run over by a train.
I don't know why I'm laughing at this.
Put sneakers below her feet. So it's no holds barred. It's completely unpolitically correct, and I think people love it.
Shots.
Yeah, you don't usually see people who literally have cankles. That's pretty. That's pretty.
Sean's our in-house racist.
Yeah,
it was probably the craziest thing I've ever seen, and she was great. She killed, and she won her battle. And we've had wheelchair battles with 2 contestants in wheelchairs. It's there's not a show like it.
Yeah, she really rocked the house like a freight train, yeah.
Sean.
Yeah, well, I think the freight train got to her first, but she was amazing.
Sean, you're terrible, man. Yeah. Every time you say something stupid, I got a new jingle for you too, buddy. Here.
Really?
Every time you start talking today.
Sean's talking blah blah blah. Sean's talking blah blah blah. Sean's talking blah blah blah. Nobody cares, Sean.
Lady Gaga.
I like that.
She wrote
Thank
that. She sent. She sent it into the show. Skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
Yeah, she,
that was nice.
So what has come about for you from the roast battle thing? Have you gotten movie deals? What's next on the list for you?
Well, I've gotten a lot of things. Got to do the recap of the Rob Lowe roast for Comedy Central, which was really neat.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'm on the Showtime show that's coming out in January called I'm Dying Up Here, which is about stand-up comedy in the 70s. Yes. And, you know, meetings with managers and stuff like that. So I've gotten a lot out of it.
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, we wish you all the best success in the world, and we think you're great. We want all our fans to go check out your stuff. Do you have a website? Do you have anything you want to plug that we can let people know about that they can, you know, find you on the internet somewhere? Give out your home address, whatever you want.
I'm a simple man. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, just at Earl Skakel. That's EARLSKAKEL. And I have a fun podcast called Inappropriate Earl, where I interview 80s rock stars, you know, like the singer from Rat or the guitar player from Warrant.
Corey Feldman.
It's just on, like, SoundCloud and iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of rock and roll now, you have some connections with Lemmy from Motorhead, don't you?
I did. I was, I dated Motorhead's manager for almost 7 years, the female manager, and,
Yeah.
They,
glad you put that out there.
Nothing wrong with, no Billy and Chuck here, but, I don't swing that way. But so I got to know Lemmy quite well. I have two funny Lemmy stories if I have time to tell them.
Go right ahead. We'll end on two funny Lemmy.
Our producer's looking at us. You have time for three.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's finish out the show on the Lemmy
stories.
The
funniest was I get a call from my girlfriend at the time. She said, "Earl, can you go get Lemmy's mail?" And I'm like, "Yeah, no problem. Where's the keys? Like, mailbox keys in the top dresser drawer." So I go over there, and if you've ever seen the documentaries about Lemmy, you know what his apartment looked like.
It was probably trashed.
He was a pack rat. I mean, it was not a lot of empty space in there. So I get over there. I climb over several bass guitars and piles of T-shirts with the sleeves cut off. And I open up the dresser drawer, and hundreds of Polaroids fall out of Lemmy, let's just say, receiving oral sex from usually black strippers.
So he was a voyeur.
I started freaking out, going, "God, I got to pick up all these Polaroids." So I start picking them up and looking at them. I mean, you couldn't not look.
Right, yeah.
I start to realize that I'm standing in the same spot.
And now your shoes are sticky.
I then look around the room, and there's three cameras pointed directly where I'm standing. So I think Lemmy was kind of a voyeur.
Oh, man. Well, that's interesting.
What do you think he did with all the sleeves?
His apartment was so one of a kind. I mean, he had a jungle in his apartment. He had plants everywhere. Video games. He was a huge video game guy. So you literally couldn't see the carpet. There was so much crap in this place. But he was amazing. And probably the second story I wanted to tell was I did a call one day at about 8 in the morning, which was very early for a comic. And my girlfriend at the time said, "Hey, can you take Lemmy to the dentist today?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. What time?" They're like, "Right now." Because Lemmy had bridge problems. So I pick him up, and he's like, "Hey, can you stop off at Gil Turner's?" Now, Gil Turner's is probably the most famous liquor store on Sunset, and I drop him off there. He comes out with two of the biggest beer cans I've ever seen in my life. I mean, much bigger than a Foster's Lager's can. He cracks one open, no paper bag. And so I'm getting a little nervous. And then he hands me the other one. And I'm like, well, Lemmy, I've never had a drink in my life. I can't drink it. He's like, well, you should start, mate. And by the time we got to the dentist's office, it was at 9 in the morning, he had emptied off both cans, and he was a very interesting dude, and I had the privilege of being the usher at his funeral, because my ex had called me up and said, well, Earl, you're going to be the only one that knows who these guys are. You know, you're gonna have to see Judas Priest and Metallica, and yeah, you know, the only rule we're going to give you is you can't really sit Gene Simmons next to Dee Snider because they don't get along that well. So
I would have purposely, you know, put them
as
together.
As I said, Gene Simmons in the seventh aisle, he's like, well, I want to sit in the first row. And I'm like, well, Mr. Simmons, it's kind of reserved for family and stuff. You know, I can't really do that. And he's like, well, ask who you need to ask. And 5 minutes later, he was in the front row. So
I guess when you're Gene Simmons, you get what you want. Tremendous influence. Yeah, I didn't. Nobody ever hooks me up like that.
No,
it's because I've never done nothing with my life.
We didn't even sit in front of Josh's funeral.
Yeah, Josh. Well, he had a closed casket funeral.
Yeah, but you guys got that wax figure of me done, right?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be here tomorrow.
Unanatomically correct.
My condolences.
Yeah. Well, he's all right, Earl.
I mean, here today. You know, I went to the Renaissance Fair. You know, I jousted with some guy, and all I had was a broom handle.
Well, everybody heard different stories on how you died, like you were molested to death, and, you know, you fell in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, there was...
I don't know how all the rumors got started. Look, Earl, thanks so much for your time. I'm going to let you go. I know you got the Steelers game to watch, so thanks for your time. Everybody go check out Earl's stuff. Earl, hopefully you'll do the show again. Thanks for coming on, man.
Well, I would love to. You guys were great, man. I appreciate the time and the... you know, the free pub and whatever you guys need in L.A. Comedy, you got my info.
All right, well, whenever you're in Tamaqua, look us up and we'll hang out.
Yeah, it's Schuylkill County. It's close to Schuylkill, so you'll remember that.
All right, Earl.
I can't say I've got a gig there anytime soon, but if I end up back in Doylestown, I'll give you guys a jingle.
Well, if you want to play the American Host Fire Company, we can hook that up.
Yeah,
we can make that happen.
Yeah, we can get all 20 members there and their girlfriends' friends.
Catered and everything.
80-year-old
baby. I don't think they have girlfriends, but I'll still play the gig.
All right, Earl. Thanks a lot for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
You were going
to
say I love you, weren't you?
I was. I love you, Earl. All right, buddy.
Hey, whatever. It's 2016.
It's cool.
You know, I'm figuring one of you is about as straight as a circle, so just be who you are.
Yeah. God made you the way you are.
Those are wise words.
All right, everybody. We're going to go on a break. Earl, do you want to pick a song to play for the first break since you're our special guest today?
Well, I'm a big Rat fan, so I'd like to go out on Dangerous But Worth the Risk.
Dangerous But Worth the Risk. All right, everybody. Earl Schuylkill, go look him up on Twitter. Go check out the Roast Battle on YouTube. You know, guys all over the place.
Fly to L.A. and see him.
Fly out to L.A. and go to the Comedy Store. And all right, we're going to go on break. We'll be right back with more Skooks of Hazzard show. I think we're doing your resurrection the second half, right, Josh?
Absolutely.
We actually have tape of it.
Yeah.
How we got tape of it?
VHS cassette.
We never know.
We don't know how we get these things. So, all right, stick around for Josh's resurrection next segment, everybody. We'll be right back.
Dangerous, but worth the risk. The things you
We're
Ladies
back.
Four seconds.
We did it. We got to...
I think we got to redo it.
Well, people probably don't know what we're talking about. Every time we start a new segment, we have to have a five-second pause where we can't say nothing. And it just literally took us like a half an hour to start this next segment because everybody kept talking during the 5 seconds and ruining
yes.
it.
Yes, we do it on purpose. It's fun because Eric, fun. He'll snicker. Oh, yeah. Man. And if you can look him in the eyes when he starts to snicker.
People are like, we don't care.
Speaking
Why are you
of
talking about this?
Listen,
no, it actually is pretty funny, though.
It is pretty. Well, to us, it's funny.
Dude, I'm turning into Aretha Franklin.
So we just had another mediocre interview here on the Skooks of Hazzard show. We're not good interviewers.
No. It's not our shtick.
We're not very professional.
I had some professional questions ready, but you didn't even give me a chance to do them.
Well, Earl, the Steelers game's coming on.
All right, so here.
The guy had to go.
Earl,
that was one of my questions.
If you hear our show, okay, I'm going to ask you this question. You can email us at skooksofhazzard@hotmail.com. It's October, and coming up at the end of the month is my second favorite holiday, you know, right behind Valentine's Day, Halloween.
Okay, that wasn't a question.
What are you going as for Halloween?
You had to form it in a question.
Yo,
so
I wanted to create a mystique, but you fucked it up.
Dead air is nowhere.
It's Halloween. You're allowed dead air.
What are you going for as Halloween? What are you going as for Halloween, I should say?
There's a lot of things we're kicking around, like the Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner thing. We might
really, you're really considering that.
Well, yeah, I think it'd be fucking hilarious.
You're so edgy.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm not edgy. I'm just tall.
I'm beveled.
Yeah. All right,
Sean,
then,
what are you going as?
Well, there's
King,
more.
King Leonidas of the jungle.
King Leonidas. You mean the guy from the movie 300?
Yeah, but I'm gonna dress up as a lion. That,
it was Greece. It wasn't a jungle.
No, that's. Listen to what I'm fucking saying.
Okay. He goes out and has to kill that fucking bear.
I'm going to be dressed up
or
as a lion.
The nothing.
Okay.
King Leonidas, but I'm going to be in Spartan gear, too.
Right. That okay. Was,
but, you know, King Leonidas of the jungle, because Leo the lion.
Now I see where you're going with
really,
that.
We're definitely not going as clowns, though.
Some people...
Yeah, you probably get shot.
Yeah.
Some people, when they're young, they know that they want to go to school, become a doctor or a pharmacist. Me.
Yeah, or priest.
I just wanted a
Whatever.
Tail. I just wanted a tail.
Yeah.
It's all
you should have been
wanted.
A taxidermist then.
We were talking during the break about what the Catholics, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
We had a big conversation about the Catholics. Did you see the Catholics just recently? You know what? Before we get into any of that, we got to play the jingle. Josh's jingle. The one I love so much.
Oh, don't blame
this
on
one.
Me.
This one.
Now,
oh, I missed it.
New things you need know.
There it is.
About the
new things you need to know
Dude,
about.
Dude, that's hilarious.
So good. It's the best.
People enjoy it.
A good segue into the Catholics came out and condemned Donald Trump for the lewd statements he just made. Did you guys see this in the news?
Nope.
Trump was
lewd.
Yeah, he was talking about
like
groping
ludicrous?
Women and touching women inappropriately. And
today,
he,
like earlier,
yeah, recently, within the last couple days.
Now let me ask you a question: Did he confess?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's on tape.
Well, then
they got him on tape saying it.
Okay, but he was confessing. So
now, look,
obviously they are
the
supposed to forgive him. What do you mean?
The guy doesn't even pay his taxes. No way does he genuflect before he leaves the church either.
Do me a favor. Go ahead, Donald. I need you to do two Hail Marys.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
the Catholic Church
you're
came out and
need
condemned
it.
Him.
It's the fourth quarter. There's 2 minutes left. I need you to throw a Hail Mary.
I mean,
up
I'm
to
never
God.
One to stick up for a politician, but the Catholic Church condemning, you know, where were these people when all those kids were getting molested? They weren't out condemning that.
They were out molesting
they
kids.
They were out lobbying for Hillary Clinton, I guess.
This is apparently
because you know how liberal
he has
the
crossed
Catholic
the line
is,
with the Catholics on this,
right?
One.
The Catholic Church is pretty friggin' liberal,
yeah,
right?
I would,
I get. Well, they are now, I guess. They're,
I think
they're more
actually,
liberal than they were.
They
yeah, they're
called
definitely
super conservative.
No,
which is just an arbitrary term for
what's
something.
What's
that
new
that
guy's
might...
name? Leo? What's his fucking name?
The new
guy,
Pope?
Francis. Yeah, Leo. Where the fuck did I get Leo from?
He's from Argentina.
Pope Francis. He's pretty liberal.
He's Argentinian.
Not that that, you know, changes my mind about the people.
Well, listen, I know that he likes to, like, walk around without the Pope mobile protection, which is kind of like, what?
Yeah. Do you guys want to start this over?
No, I think we're doing a good job. I have a real, real good story for you.
Yeah,
are you ready for this?
Talk about,
yeah.
Yeah, well, what happened over the weekend was even crazier. Somebody pushed me down. I fell real hard.
It's like we're all kind of like blah this week, you know?
Well, dude, let me tell what happened to me, dude.
The hurricane's coming through. I think that has something to do with it.
No, it's really messed up. People are acting crazy, dude. Uh-huh. I actually was sexually assaulted by somebody with a freaking electronic cigarette, dude. Somebody pulled down my pants and vaped me, dude.
They vaped you.
And I couldn't see the guy's face because of, you know, all the vape smoke,
right,
or whatever, you
the
know?
Big plumes of vape smoke that, yeah, people like to,
dude,
exhale.
It's hot like dog water flavored vaping.
Yeah. Is there hot dog flavored vape?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. There's got to be gag flavors like tuna oil.
Pork.
Or, I don't know, tripe.
You guys are
trout.
Fucking retarded.
Dude, do you know how many different what? Flavors of vape there are?
It's and like
how,
a,
how
like
many
a ninja
different
smoke
ways
bomb.
They can vape you?
I don't vape, so I don't know what the
anally,
what all the flavors are.
Orally.
There's Ecto Cooler. Okay.
Yeah.
There's Orange Surprise Cream Brulee.
Can you spell that last word, please?
Yeah. B-R-L-E-E. Eat a dick, Sean.
That's nice.
Is no, there? I mean, that's the only thing I saw newsworthy.
Oh, there's
no.
Apple
about.
And blueberry.
Well, first of all, we got the piss club.
Oh yeah, you
and
know.
But before we talk about that, we got to talk about Hurricane Matthews. Not that I really give a fuck about it.
Which is actually caused by all the people.
But I do have a joke
on the East Coast.
You have
people,
a joke.
Stop
I have
being
a joke
trendy.
About Hurricane Matthews.
We'll break it out because we're being extremely unfunny.
Oh my God! Fuck your mother.
Let's go.
Okay. How? You know, Hurricane Matthews, much like my first wife,
uh-huh,
wet in
how?
The tents at first, and then took the house.
Oh, good God.
Thank
did you,
you
write that?
Yeah, I actually wrote it for Earl, but I didn't get a chance
you didn't
to,
get a chance to give it to him?
He wrote no. it on a wet nap.
I'm sure he would have used it for his closer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about this piss club thing?
Yeah, dude. I joined
this
yesterday.
This is fucking news.
For all the avid golfers.
No, it's actually not a real club you can join. It's not like a sandwich.
No, it's not a golf club. It's a golf club. It's a golf club you can piss in, actually. Look at this commercial.
Drink a lot of water. I really have to go. People are waiting to tee off.
So it's like
there's
some old
no
guy.
Out here.
Has this happened
to
you?
Piss.
I've got the perfect gift. Introducing
he's
the
going
Euro
in some palm
Club,
trees.
The sanitary solution
yeah,
for
it's
your
like
urgent
a hollowed
relief.
Out
it looks like
club
an ordinary
that
golf club, but contains a reservoir.
You stick your dick in the end of the hole,
yourself.
But
you unscrew the cap
with your own golf towel. Oh my God, he's getting it all over his pants.
So you put this little flap over you, and that covers your dick in the hole.
Now look, people,
and you do it right out in the open. You piss right on the fairway.
It's only $24.95, which is a snag.
And it's so easy to order. You can go to euroclub.com and you can piss in whatever club you want.
This
you know?
Is something I wish I would have invented. This is brilliant.
Well, people have piss jugs. People have, you know, piss pots.
Catheters.
People have, yeah, catheters, toilets.
I have one in right now.
This is just ridiculous. Like, how does this even get made? Like, somebody has to have this idea initially and pitch it to somebody.
Because a lot of older men love to golf, and they're incontinent.
Look, I got this.
And instead of wearing
I got this
big,
idea.
Buffy little, you know, squishy pants and wearing a diaper, they're going to just go right there in their club. They empty it out later.
I want to pitch this to you. It's my idea. It's a golf club you shit in. Instead of shitting in the bushes, you get this gigantic golf. It still looks like a golf club, but it's like this, it has an opening the size of like a regular toilet.
And
it's an extremely big
up.
Golf club, and you shit in it.
Okay.
Right there in the fairway.
Huh.
I love that idea.
And then I also have this vomit club where you vomit into it if you have to vomit. The whole line of products come from the makers of Euro Club. They got a whole line.
Holy shit. A whole line
clubs.
A whole line of Bam Bam to do, too. Welcome to Euro Club. Take a sniff.
It's like you're real cool, yeah? I pee in your club.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's like the Pen 15 Club.
Yeah.
Which I'm a proud member
of. So we're going to do Josh's resurrection next segment because, you know, he rose from the dead on the third segment is the standard, you know, resurrection thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was...
Jesus rose on the third day, you arose on the third segment.
That's correct.
That is...
Seems appropriate.
Yeah. I'm really into
yeah,
the Catholic
as much as appropriate as it could be, considering it's coming from...
I still feel bad for thinking you're dead, you know?
Yeah.
And not really... I didn't even call you to... to see if you were okay.
Dude, just took what does that tell you about our relationship? You're too clingy. You want to know where I'm at every day. You want me to, you know, call you and check in, tell you who I'm speaking with down at the local grocery store.
So is there any more news we want to talk about?
You know Anna. She bagged that shit up for me yesterday, dude. Put that oil next to the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Jesus
that
Christ.
Bitch.
There's that national anthem thing. That's what's your stance on that, Sean?
What's wrong with
the whole football player thing with the national anthem?
I don't follow sports.
You don't follow sports?
I don't do that shit, no.
I like our national anthem.
I make palate gardens mostly.
When you compare our national anthem to like other countries' national anthems,
ours is pretty weak.
Ours is fucking like, you know, it evokes emotion. You ever heard like the fucking Kazakhstan national anthem? It's fucking terrible.
It's just all
it's a bunch of like steam whistles.
If the Kazakhstan football team kneeled during their anthem, nobody would care. It's that bad.
I think our anthem should just be Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith.
I think we need a change. I think we should have a new national anthem. It's been 200 and fucking some years, right?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you can't.
It's written.
We have to be bombarded in a fort with cannonballs.
It was written on vellum, okay?
Yeah, bye-bye, ever heard of it.
All right, this is going absolutely nowhere.
It is. It's going right where we wanted it. Go ahead.
Why don't we take a break?
No, I want to tell you about this news story that I saw.
Now you have some news to talk about?
I had news the whole time. It was now, but you took over and
I didn't
fucked
take
it up,
over.
And now it's then.
This is news to me.
Yeah. Can you please play
it
the jingle?
It is news to you.
No, I'm not playing that jingle again. I'm fucking sick of it.
Now. I can do it.
It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, you are the
All right, look.
Architect.
Here's what happened.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Over in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. England.
English.
Mm-hmm.
Wales.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's whales there, narwhals and such.
Blue whales, black whales.
Anyway, this woman.
Black whales lives matter.
This woman was walking down this, pathway that has a bunch of statues and everything of like mm-hmm. dinosaurs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
a museum?
No, it's not actually a museum.
No?
It's some like state park or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so basically she was walking down and she saw this baby Tyrannosaurus Rex like half out of its egg, okay? And she decided to pull up her skirt and have her friend videotape her basically with the head missing like to be up her vag and like getting eaten out by a baby Tyrannosaurus Rex. So number one, we have pedophilia. Number two, we have bestiality. And
what?
You know, a god complex.
Is this
if you
fucking
get to fuck a dinosaur, you're pretty cool.
Is this true?
This is absolutely true.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No.
Yes.
Eric, you're missing the point. She was at a museum thing. It was a fake Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, it's not a real Tyrannosaurus Rex, Eric.
I thought you were saying it's some kind of Jurassic Park type, you know, deal.
No, this is real news, man. She got in trouble for this shit.
Let me see this.
It's just a picture.
Woman caught having sex with model dinosaur at playground identified.
He was very good looking.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, she wanted it so bad. She wanted her pussy to get extinct. It already did. Roasted.
You're a troubled person if that seems like a good idea when it
pops
into your head.
People will do anything for worthless internet points. Like,
she's getting charged with lewd acts.
Well, I guess so. Is it like some kind of national park?
Is it some kind
do
of a national? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he said that earlier. Is that you in Cincinnati?
Oh my God.
So
what's happened to our show?
I got one more.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to read this word for word. Drug cops raid an 81-year-old woman's garden to take out a single marijuana plant.
Jeez. Oh my goodness.
This happened in fucking Boston.
Yeah, what? They blew the fucking dog's head off, too.
Yeah, they have these marijuana eradication teams, and they fly around in little helicopters or whatever. They flap down and they go, okay, there's a plant. Let's go down there and eradicate. And they hop down in their green suits and they're, let me see your tongue, lady. 81 years old.
You got a green hinge in there.
Oh my God, you got more colors than green in here. What were you eating? Fucking quit your oats, lady. So anyway.
Oh, the show has gone completely off the rails.
No way. I'm telling you, this is actually happening.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
We're losing control.
I don't make this shit up most of the time.
The DEA came in, guns blazing, blew off the fucking head of the German Shepherd.
She wasn't charged. I will tell you that. She wasn't charged, but
for one marijuana plant, that's a little overboard.
Yeah, but now she's got to spend a lot of money and go out, get an Uber, trustworthy one, because now with people, you know, elderly getting kidnapped, you know, like Bertha alert.
Yep.
And
it's like if
you get caught
like
molesting one of them, it's, you know, the Gertrude laws.
Gertrude Hawk's law.
Elderly abduction.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You got to sign up for the register, the sex offenders register, with a quill pen on some vellum.
Oh, good Lord.
Which is old school paper.
I'm glad Earl picked this show to be on.
Yeah.
This episode.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I think it's the weather.
It's the hurricane.
It's kind of hot in here.
Yeah, I'm swelling in the knees.
The hurricane has blown through. The power was out earlier. So,
really?
Yeah,
holy
shit.
Didn't even know if we were going to be able to do the show today.
We should probably
luckily,
save.
We all got here and did it.
Probably save our practice.
Who's your power provider?
PP&L.
Really?
Oh, what's that stand
absolutely.
For?
I don't think they use the word and in it. It's just PPL.
No, it's Pennsylvania Power and Light.
So you're assuming that they want that and in there.
No, I'm pretty certain.
Maybe it's an L or an N, I should say. PPNL. What does the N stand for? None of your business.
And on that
and
note,
then, yeah, Lady Gaga, take us out.
We're gonna go on break.
Jesus.
And unfortunately, we'll be back with more shows. So don't go anywhere, people. Skooks of Hazzard Show, episode number 46. Resurrection of Josh is coming up.
Right.
So stick around.
Waiting around. and you all be filled with purpose. Exalted, 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 exalted.
All right, everybody, we're back with more Scoops of Hazzard show. Josh, what song was that? That song we just listened to?
It was called Exalted.
And
by who?
By who?
Oh, you want to know?
Very
okay.
Fucking descriptive.
Nine from Chaos.
It's a buddy of yours, man.
Yeah, they're from the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bethel Mary.
That was a love song they do.
Yeah, I believe so.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
It's a love song. He wrote it for his girlfriend.
Yeah, he sent us in a couple songs, and we chose that one because we wanted to make your pubes stand on attention, you know?
Well.
And just rattle around in your pants there.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So,
I
think for this last and final segment of the day, thank God, is going to be Josh's resurrection.
Yeah.
Which we have recorded.
Well, we didn't. Somebody sent it into the show.
Yeah. So yeah.
I don't know how they got it.
I'm going to do it play by play. This is where I got up.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
But anyhow, that's what's going to be coming up next.
I think it's a good time that we stop talking.
I'm alive, damn it. We should be celebrating. Break out the cognac or whatever.
This is
going to
be the first time we're witnessing this resurrection, too, so it should be interesting.
Big thank you to Earl Skagel for doing the show. Earl, thanks for your time, and good luck to you, sir.
Can I say thank you to Earl?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Earl.
Sean, you want to say thank you?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Earl. Appreciate it.
All right, so that's this is going to be the end of the show. We're going to get going. We're going to play the resurrection of Josh Ua Bryan for the last segment here.
It's Josh Ua.
Thank you.
I think you both got it right.
And that's going to be it. So, yeah.
All right.
I think we did all right.
Yeah, dude, we did fine. Let's play the resurrection of Christ.
Oh, my God, dude. Stop wallowing in self-pity. You're a fucking genius, a comedy genius. I mean, you basically are better than anybody in the Christmas story.
Sean, say something else. I want to get some mileage out of this jingle yet.
Because
I'm renting it. I'm only renting it.
You know what? I don't like to be made a fool of at my own expense.
Nobody cares.
Lady Gaga is a transvestite. Nobody cares, Sean. How you like that?
All right, everybody. Thanks
yeah,
for...
Yeah, she used to be Lance Bass.
Thanks for tuning in to episode number 46 of the Skooks of Hazzard show. And thanks to Earl Skakel again. So, all right, everybody. We're going to get out of here and play the resurrection of Joshua Bryan for you. So, all right. We will see you next week. Here's the resurrection. See ya.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Josh's Resurrection. I'm a father touchy-feely. Thank you for joining us today. Last week, we had the funeral for Joshua Ua Bryan, and this week, we're going to raise him from the dead. We kind of ran out of money when we spent it on the funeral, so we had some cutbacks we had to make for the resurrection. We were going to have a voodoo ceremony to bring Josh back, but the only thing we could afford is a Native American, the man of Medicine Man. Medicine Man, thank you for coming today to bring our friend Josh back from the dead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for this prestigious honor. For many years, my people have been returning dead loved ones back from the grave. My name is Dances with Wolves, which of course, in my ancient Native American tongue means Kevin Costner. Now, in order to bring this man, Josh, Brian, back from the dead, we must first and only use our ancient ritual rite, which has been passed down from father to son to father to son for many millennia. In order to do this procedure, I need your assistance, Father Touchy Feely.
Father Touchy Feely, do whatever you want to bring this nice man back from the dead, so he can pay all the people he owe money to. What do you need from a Father Touchy Feely?
I need you, Father, to stand back and let me do my magic.
Well, Father Touchy Feely will not interfere. Well, go ahead with the resurrection ceremony. Go ahead.
Okay. In order to do this, all I need to do and shake my hips and let the eternal light come to my people.
So what you're saying is all you needed to do was play this a song from A Dirty Dancing?
This is a very old, ancient ritual my people created this copyright patented.
Father Touchy Feely finding this hard to believe. But okay, if it's going to work, let's do it. Father Touchy Feely see a Josh moving. I think it's a working.
Oh my God. Look at him move.
Father Touchy Feely kind of in a disbelief.
What episode is this?
Oh, Josh, welcome back. It's episode 46.
Oh, where am I?
Oh, you're in the jungle here. We're having the voodoo ceremony with the Native American, the medicine man.
I had the craziest wet dream. I dreamt that I was at the Ren Fair, and somebody just threw my body behind a rock and left me there for dead, but it turns out I was in a K-hole.
Well, for being a dead a week, you're looking pretty good, except I see your foreskin that grew back.
Oh, yeah, my foreskin. I guess I'm going to have to get another circumcision.
That must be an unfortunate side effect from the resurrection process.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot like a... It's definitely a side effect. I mean, it looks pretty good, though. Added a couple inches.
Well, if we had known this, we would have played this song when you died. I can't believe we waited this long just to have the Dirty Dancing song play.
It is a very... I don't know why the people only know this from Dirty Dancing.
Well, I'm glad this was a shorter than the funeral. So thank you for tuning in to the resurrection
of
Joshua
Brian. For joining me at my resurrection. I thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Fuck you.
And that's it. The resurrection over. Goodbye.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.